Beloved Book One, sitting before you, feeling your words flowing towards me from your great heart, I found my own heart bursting open and receiving the sun and moon of your being. Soon a great peace fell over me, followed by a never-known calmness, so that I feel that I am resting in the arms of existence itself. I bow down before you in gratefulness to kiss the earth that gave you life. I lift my arms to the stars and sing, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Beloved Master, because of you, I am alive to realize the beauty, the joy, the purity of love that is the very expanse of existence. These words seem unable to express the truest feelings that arise from the depth of my being, but I bow down before you now, and again, and again, and again, to dance, to sing, to shout. Thank you, beloved Master. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
जीवन में भी देयर इज येट मच मोर टू हैपन What has happened to you is immense. What will happen to you will be greater. But remember one thing. It is never enough. Existence is such an abundance, we cannot exhaust it. It is inexhaustible in its beauty, in its blissfulness, in its benediction. You are feeling difficulties to express what is happening to you, and this is only the beginning. Just think of the difficulties of those who have gone far ahead of you. There comes a moment when even to say that this cannot be said is not possible. Because to say that this cannot be said is still saying something about it. It is still defining it in a very negative way. There comes a moment when only silence, utter silence, remains your expression. That is your thankfulness. That is your gratitude. That is your alleluia. A dance which is invisible, a song which is not heard. A duty which cannot be painted, described, and only when we have come to the point where words are to be left, what I call religiousness begins. I do not say renounce the world, but I certainly say move towards the moment when you will have to renounce the world. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. Nobody knows about the beginning. Nobody can know about the beginning, because nobody can be the witness about the beginning. If somebody was witnessing the beginning, then it was not the beginning, because somebody was already there. The Bible may be right, may be wrong about the beginning, but I say unto you, in the end there is no world. And that has been witnessed by thousands of mystics in thousands of years past. And the moment you come to realize that words are slipping out of your hands, that the boundary line of language is crossed, a tremendous innocence, a new childhood, for the first time you can understand that which cannot be spoken. You can understand the message of the wind blowing through the pine trees, you can understand the poetry of the sound of running water. To be freed from language is to be freed from all human limitations. Language is the greatest imprisonment. I am happy that you are feeling. A great difficulty to express something that you are experiencing. Slowly it will become more and more clear that there is no word, no language, no concept to explain it, to express it. Just silence. Is the only answer to all your questions. The only meeting with existence without any barrier, any wall, as the language disappears. The mind is no more of any use. For the first time you contact existence directly without the mediation of the mind. And that experience is enlightenment, and nobody is far away from it. It is within everybody's reach. But people are searching their happiness where it does not exist. They are looking for living waters in deserts. And when frustration comes, failure comes, despair comes, they are angry at life, not angry at themselves. What life can do? It is available. But somehow you manage to search in the wrong direction. Perhaps you are afraid deep down. Life may be too much. Love may be too much. Existence may drown you. And in a way, your fear is right. The closer you will come to reality, the less you will be. The moment you will encounter reality face to face, you will not be at all. I have said many times that nobody has seen God. Neither Moses, nor Jesus, nor Krishna, and naturally people have misunderstood me. Whenever I have said nobody has seen God, I was not saying there is no God. I was simply saying the moment you come so close to God to see, you are no more. Who is going to see God? As long as you are to see, to feel, to say, to question, to inquire, God is not. And God is another name of reality. It is not a person. It is only a quality, a fragrance, a sweetness, a music. Jeevan Mary one day will come when you will be in the state of Alleluia, but you will not be able to say the word. Because the word will fall short to the experience.